This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization's Director General said Thursday the COVAX facility to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries faces a serious challenge to meet demand. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there remains a huge gap in getting vaccines to poorer countries.
This challenge has been heard, but we're yet to receive commitments for these doses. I'm still hopeful that some forward-looking and enlightened leaders will step up.
Speaking at the same briefing, epidemiologist Maria Van Kerkhove said that Brazil was in a very serious situation as several states had declared emergencies and hospitals around the Latin American country were being overwhelmed. Brazil now has the second highest total of coronavirus deaths, nearly 322,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's second only to the United States. A more contagious Brazilian variant of the coronavirus has appeared in the state of Michigan. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Michigan has had the nation's highest infection rate in the past week. Now the state is confirming its first case of a variant identified in Brazil. It was found in a resident of Bay County, where health officials are investigating the person's exposure history. The state health department says the Brazilian variant is considered more contagious than other strains. Variants first identified in Britain and South Africa have also shown up there. Michigan's health director is urging residents to do what works to slow the spread of the virus. Wear masks, socially distance, avoid crowds, wash hands, and get vaccinated. Everyone in the state will be eligible starting Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A lawyer representing Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi and detained President Win Myint said they appeared in good health during a court hearing, but it was not clear if they were aware of the current situation in the country. Min Minso, who is representing the deposed leaders, said she was not able to inform them about what was happening outside and is not allowed to meet her clients in person. Suu Kyi and three of her deposed cabinet ministers and a detained Australian economic advisor were charged a week ago in a Yangon court under the official secrets law. A conviction under that law can carry a prison sentence of up to 14 years. A Hong Kong court found seven prominent Democrats guilty of unauthorized assembly charges, including 82-year-old lawyer Martin Lee and media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Lee helped launch Hong Kong's largest opposition Democratic Party in the 1990s and is often referred to as the city's father of democracy. The court case relates to a peaceful demonstration held on August the 18th in 2019, which grew into an unauthorized march as numbers swelled into the hundreds of thousands. During the trial, defense lawyers argued that freedom of assembly is a constitutional right in Hong Kong. But the district court judge said that that right was not absolute and argued that restrictions are imposed to preserve public safety and order. Sentencing will come later, with some legal experts expecting jail terms of 12 to 18 months. The maximum possible sentence is 5 years.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. The Russian government said Thursday it was not providing any comment on imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's hunger strike. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, was speaking after Navalny said Wednesday he was going on a hunger strike to protest the authorities' failure to provide proper treatment for his back and leg pains. The 44-year-old Navalny, who is President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken domestic opponent, was arrested in January upon his return from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have rejected that accusation. The U.S. Labor Department reports unemployment compensation claims jumped again last week. The government said 719,000 workers filed for benefits last week, up 61,000 from the revised figure the week before. The mid-March figure of 658,000 was the smallest total of new jobless benefit claims in the United States since the coronavirus first swept through the country a year ago.